There's a really interesting collaboration coming up between the choir at St. David's in Roland Park and also the Handel Choir of Baltimore. And I have both directors in the WBJC studio, Douglas Buchanan, the Director of Music Ministries at St. David's, and Ariane Caffey, who is the Artistic Director of the Handel Choir of Baltimore. And the thing about these two choirs is that they both have a very particular sound. I think you can really hear a music director's personality coming through in the way that they shape the sound of a choir. So how do you envision pulling these two elements together when you have the concert at St. David's?
I think they'll come together quite nicely. Doug and I are both weirdos in our own right and both have our own quirks, but I think we both spend an enormous amount of time focusing on attention, sound, breadth of sound, color, warmth. And so I think our choirs will mesh very beautifully. His choir is a smaller professional octet. And of course, Handel Choir, as you know, is a larger 40 to 50 voice community ensemble. And so when they come together, I think that the two sounds will complement each other beautifully.
Tell me about your new work, Doug, that will be premiered here.
Yeah, I was thrilled to write a piece for Handel Choir. The new work is a setting of Benedicite Omnia Opera, which is a canticle of creation. Talks about all these different works in the world, everything from birds of the air to whales to just about everything in between. And it seemed like a wonderful, all-inclusive spirit, which I thought would complement the nature of the concert well. And it starts off in a sort of chant-like manner and builds energy until it becomes alternatingly uproarious and groovy. So I think it should be quite an exciting and interesting way to bring the choirs together and really express something really cool.
Ariane, tell me about some of the other works on the program.
So the program that I envisioned was one that was primarily constructed of works written in the 21st century, certainly at least 1990, I think, is the earliest work that we have. And so everyone's alive, which is wonderful. A few other works are William Averett's Afro-American Fragments, Eric Whitaker's Alleluia, beautiful, massive pastoral landscape piece. Particularly interested in Paul Crabtree's five romantic miniatures on The Simpsons, which is a sort of a fascinating collection of small snippets from various episodes of The Simpsons. And composer at Towson University, student composer Darren Schmidt, who is having a piece performed as well, Old Poets, Dale Trumbler, who's a Los Angeles-based composer, her piece "I Am Music." So a lot of contemporary works by people who are living and breathing, and just a really sort of interesting tapestry of pieces that have come together.
And the St. David's Choir is sort of playing off of that as well. We're pairing some of the excellent choices there with a few other local composers, Natalie Draper, who we commissioned a piece from, as well as Faye Chow, who is a Peabody graduate, and will also be singing a piece by Anna Thorvald's daughter, an Icelandic composer.
Sean Crouch, who is also a Baltimore-connected composer, his Sleepless Cycle, which is all about insomnia, focused through various sort of abstract poetry, is a fascinating piece, will also be doing that. So it's going to be a great concert. Very excited about this.
These are two concerts coming up on March the 3rd and 4th, both at 7:30 p.m. The first one at St. David's Episcopal Church, 4700 Roland Avenue. The second one at Second Presbyterian Church. And if you want more information, you can go to stdavidsrolandpark.com or handelchoir.org. I've been speaking to Douglas Buchanan and Ariane Caffey. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much, Judith.
Thank you very much.